CRTV.
The government of Cameroon has tabled a bill in Parliament to extend the mandate of the members of the National Assembly and councillors for 12 months. According to an explanatory note in the bill, the extension is attributed to the need to lighten the electoral calendar, which provides for four elections in 2025 alone. This is the third time the mandate of members of the National Assembly and councillors is being extended in Cameroon, and in today's viewpoint, Tewi Lambive attempts to put the extension bill in context.
The current mandate of members of the National Assembly and councillors expires on the 10th of March 2025, the same year that presidential and regional elections would have taken place. All these elections are direct ballots except the regional elections, and that is why the government justifies the rescheduling of the legislative and municipal elections to the fact that this will require the deployment of substantial human, material and financial resources. This brings to the fore, still according to the government, the need to spread the elections over the years 2025 and 2026 so as to ensure better organization. Constitutionally, it is only in the case of serious crises or where the circumstances so warrant that the President of the Republic may, after consultation with the President of the Constitutional Council and the Bureau of the National Assembly and the Senate, request the National Assembly to decide by a law to extend or abridge its term of office. Therefore, the serious crisis and circumstances that have warranted the proposed postponement is the requirement for the deployment of substantial human, material and financial resources, as well as the need to ensure better organization. This justification has been variously interpreted by the political class in the country, depending on their vested or, shall we say, selfish interests. Some politicians of the opposition have cried foul play in the democratic game, describing the proposed postponement as a subterfuge aimed at eliminating their candidates from the race to Parliament and the councils, which come with other similar implications in subsequent regional and senatorial elections. The retort from the other side has been that such politicians have themselves to blame for shooting themselves on the foot when they boycotted previous legislative and municipal elections. Their political errors are not only catching up with them, but these errors are living with them, since you cannot eat your cake and have it. After all, it is the end that justifies the means of acquiring and conserving political power, even if this entails employing the tactics of good wars. This is actually the reality for the political parties with legislative and municipal powers in Cameroon today, because the same reasons of avoiding to deploy substantial human, material and financial resources as a justification for the extension of the mandates could still be used for organizing all the elections the same year. Since there is no pity in politics, political correctness has no place in a democracy so long as there is constitutional correctness. All this said and done, what the Cameroonian electorate expects is peace, development and the betterment of their lives, irrespective of when, where, how, and who is elected.